By this time, about 0700, E Company consisted of two light machine guns, one bazooka, no ammunition, one 60-millimeter mortar, nine riflemen, and two officers. As the 2nd Battalion moved into a group of houses in a tiny village called Le Grand Chemin, just 3 kilometers or so short of Saint-Marie-de-Mont, it drew heavy fire from up front. 10 or 15 minutes later, a battalion personnel officer came walking down the road. "Winters, they want you up front," he said. Captain Hester and Lieutenant Nixon, both close friends of Winters, told him there was a 4-gun battery of German 105-millimeter cannon a few hundred meters across some hedgerows and open fields, opposite a large French farmhouse called Brécourt Manor. Hester told Winters to take care of that battery. Winters went to work instinctively and immediately. He told the men of E Company to drop all the equipment they were carrying except weapons, ammunition, and grenades. He explained that the attack would be a quick frontal assault, supported by a base of fire from different positions as close to the guns as possible. He set up the 2 machine guns to give covering fire as he moved the men forward to their jump-off positions. The field in which the cannon were located was irregular in shape, with 7 acute angles in the hedgerow surrounding it. This gave Winters an opportunity to hit the Germans from different directions. Winters told Lieutenant Compton to take Sergeants Guarneri and Malarkey. "Get over to the left, crawl through the open field, get as close to the 1st gun in the battery as possible, and throw grenades into the trench." He sent Sergeants Lipton and Rainey out along the hedge to the right, alongside a copse of trees, with orders to put a flanking fire into the enemy position. Winters would lead the charge straight down the hedge. With him, Privates Gerald Lorraine, Popeye Wynn, and Corporal Joe Toy. When Rainey and Lipton moved out along the hedge, they discovered that they could not see the...